You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Executive branch of government can execute laws and use its discretion in some regards, but it can't just do complete overreach. He's obviously against those laws, and it's inappropriate to go so far as to essentially make those laws invisible.
The Supreme Court says it will consider President Obama's plan to keep more than 4 million illegal immigrants from being deported. That was trial attorney Bob Bianchi telling Fox News Obama has overstepped his bounds. The justices will look at the dispute that centers on President Obama's executive action in 2014. Depending on where you live, you could see stepped-up security at schools today. This after bomb threats were phoned into dozens of schools in at least 8 states yesterday. The threats forced evacuations, lockdowns, or caused classes to be suspended. The Taliban says it's behind an attack on a university in Pakistan that killed about 21 people. The Pakistani army says 4 of the attackers were also killed. A statement released by the Office of the Prime Minister condemns the terror attack, calling it, quote, cowardly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Supreme Court is expected to hear the president's case on immigration in the coming days.
We've got a lot of confidence in the legal arguments that we'll be making before the court.
The White House is confident that President Obama's executive actions on immigration will be upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court.
The kinds of executive actions that the president took to try to bring some much-needed reforms and a greater accountability to our broken immigration system were clearly consistent with the precedent that was established by other presidents.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the actions would have a positive impact on the economy and would benefit millions of immigrant families across the U.S. The executive actions were blocked by lower courts after House Republicans sued over Obama's authority to issue them. I'm Melody Burkett.
The solar system is putting on a rare show. From now until February 20th, all the so-called bright planets will be visible from Earth at the same time in a diagonal row. It's the first time they've been aligned this way in more than 10 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples, make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
An opulent New York City hotel is named the best overall hotel in the entire country.
It's the Sherry Netherland, built in 1927 and overlooking Central Park. It boasts old-world architecture, marble bathrooms, hand-carved wooden furniture, high-end shops, and modern amenities, of course, including flat-screen TVs and free Wi-Fi. The annual list by the travel website TripAdvisor ranks the Bardessono Hotel outside San Francisco second, followed by the Nantucket Hotel and Resort in Massachusetts. The rankings are based on reviews by travelers. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The average American home is crawling with insects and other bugs. A new study says there are more than 100 different species of insects and other creatures known as arthropods in the average U.S. home. Researchers at North Carolina State University went room to room in 50 houses within 30 miles of Raleigh. Of more than 550 homes they searched, only 5 had no bugs. The lead author of the study says most of the species sharing homes go unnoticed and most die pretty quickly. The study is published in the journal PeerJ. A young Muslim boy's spelling error leads to his investigation by British police. The 10-year-old mistakenly wrote during his English lesson that he lived in a, quote, terrorist house, which caused concern for authorities. The child meant to write that he lived in a terrorist house. Teachers didn't realize that he made a mistake, and police were called. They interviewed the boy and searched the computer at his home. The family is now demanding an apology from police and the school. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather today here in Flemington, New Jersey, it's partly sunny with a high of 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 21. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 34. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 18. And Friday, mostly sunny, then a 20% chance of snow. Friday night goes to an 80% chance of snow. So stay tuned for a Ruth Altamore roll coming up next with Counselor's Chat.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am going to be talking about the connection, possible connection, between marijuana use and heroin. And one of the reasons that I'm, the main reason actually that I'm doing that, this is that we have an epidemic, a heroin epidemic. There was a letter put out by Prosecutor Kearns here in Hunterdon County. Heroin use has gone up. In 2015, went up 333% in 1 year. That's just in Hunterdon County. 333%. This is an epidemic. And if we don't think it's an epidemic, and that drug addiction is an epidemic, we really need to reconsider. Now, I have been a drug and alcohol counselor for, gosh, over 30 years. I have my master's in counseling with a certificate from, was then Trenton State, now the College of New Jersey, in drug and alcohol counseling. I worked at the Good News Home for Women, which is a rehab here in Hunterdon County, right in Flemington. And I worked at Crawford House, which is a halfway house for women recovering from drug and alcohol addiction. I was their program director and became their executive director. I have several certificates from the American Medical Association in drug addiction also. So I've done a lot of study, treated thousands of addicts, and have, like I said, certificate in this. And I still, in my private practice here in Flemington, I still work with a lot of people in recovery. So with that being said, I do believe that I have some background, some knowledge in this connection. Now, granted, not everyone who uses marijuana becomes a heroin addict. As a matter of fact, there are many people who use marijuana who never move past using marijuana. Now, that does not mean that marijuana is not addictive. It doesn't mean that it doesn't affect specific areas of the brain. Many people are alcoholics, never become heroin addicts. Many people use alcohol socially, never become alcoholics. I will say there are people who use marijuana who never become addicted to it. That doesn't mean that it is not addictive. Just like saying using alcohol, people become alcoholics. A lot of it has to do with the brain itself and how the brain functions. Plays a huge role. It's why it's a disease. It's why it's a disease. What classifies a disease? A disease is classified by, again, the American Medical Association as something that is progressive. That means it gets worse over time, especially if it's untreated. That it is chronic. That means once you are an addict, you were always an addict. And it is fatal. Again, untreated, it can kill you. Now, we may have studies that say, well, no one dies of an overdose of marijuana. How many people die in car accidents because of marijuana? Well, if we want to put it that way, I would link the direct cause, it's like how many people die in car accidents because of alcohol? Oh, they died of a car accident. No, they died of drinking too much. So though someone may not die directly of a marijuana THC actual physical overdose, people die anyway. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I will come back and talk a little bit more about the connection between marijuana and heroin. And just want to leave you with this, being that we are in an epidemic of heroin use and we are so pro-marijuana, do you think there is a connection?
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Oh, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat again. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about a connection between use of marijuana and the heroin epidemic that we find ourselves in here in our country. And as I was stating, just here in Hunterdon County in 2015, heroin addiction has gone up 333%. So I want to talk a little bit about the brain. Now, the brain is a very interesting organ. It is an organ, just like kidneys, liver, lungs. It's an organ. It's a very interesting organ in that it doesn't think of itself as an organ. It's where our consciousness lives. It is our emotional center. It is our logic center. It is the headquarters of the complete functioning of our body. It's where we feel pleasure and pain. So if I burn my finger, oh, my finger hurts. Actually, it's my brain that's sending the signals to my finger to hurt. If I had a neck injury that rendered my body devoid of feeling, and I burned my finger, I wouldn't feel it. It's one of the things that happens quite often with people with diabetes. They have neuropathy, which is lack of sensation in their legs and their arms, and they can bump their toe, or they don't realize they have an ingrown toenail. They don't feel it because their legs are, it's numbing. And so they don't realize it. They get gangrene, and that's part of what happens. It's part of that particular disease, progressive, chronic, fatal disease. So our brain is an organ, and we have the ability to make choices in taking care of it. We talk about taking care of things like our heart health, cholesterol health, diabetes health, sexual health, lungs. You know, we watch the commercials all over the place about all these different things about taking care of our bodies, different kinds of prescriptions that are out there and medications and the different kinds of diseases that there are, and they're all about the body. And never, very rarely, except for things like if you have, you're suffering from depression or you're suffering from anxiety, then we have medications that we talk about and have commercials for those. But in general, we don't talk about this one disease called addiction. So the brain has neurons. And the neurons are nerve endings. And they fire back and forth through both chemical and electrical waves. And that's how they talk. So, we have this understanding about the brain through studying the brain that we have something called neuroplasticity. Neuro meaning the brain and plasticity meaning changeability. It's how we create new habits, actually, or make lifestyle changes. So it's like our brain is a never-ending game of Tetris. It's always changing. It's always creating new pathways. And I talk a lot to my clients about this idea of pathway in the brain. That if I start a new habit, I may forget the next day. I go back to the old habit. And I like the term pathway, and I tend to use a drawing board or whiteboard and draw a picture of, you know, here I have the big interstate. That's what I go on all the time, the big interstate. It's a wide, well-used, well-worn pathway. But I find a shortcut. Well, I take that shortcut. But tomorrow I completely forget, and I'm right back on the pathway. The big interstate. Well, the more I remember to use the shortcut, the more wear and tear. It's like I'm going to walk across the lawn. Well, I don't even notice that. I'm going to walk across the lawn again. And next thing you know, I'm walking back and forth. And the lawn is no longer growing in that area because I continue to walk there. And I've got this muddy path. So I decide to put down stone. And that's not working. So I put down, you know, slates, or I pour a cement sidewalk, and, you know, I'm creating a pathway. Our brain does the same thing. That's how it works. And when you have one neuron talking to another neuron, shooting neurotransmitters, those are chemicals such as dopamine or serotonin, back and forth, being pushed back and forth through electricity, those neurons begin to wire together. They begin to connect in a way where that pathway is being developed. So that neuron, that brain cell, gets activated. And it gets activated whenever we see something, hear something, smell something, feel something, taste something, and it releases a chemical. And the more we do it, the stronger that connection, that pathway. An example. So if we eat something really delicious, our brain releases dopamine. Oh man, was that good? I mean, our tongue actually doesn't do the tasting. Our brain does the tasting. our tongue has the taste bud receptors, but the brain actually does the tasting. And we go, oh, wow, that's fabulous. I want to have more of that because it makes me feel good. Or maybe I hold hands with someone that I care about and my brain releases a chemical there. And it helps me bond with people because it makes me feel close to them. It's not the fact that my hand is touching your hand. It's what's going on in my brain. And so the pleasurable things we do, the more we do them, the greater enjoyment we have and the better we get at it. So that's also a thing about practice. The more I practice something, the better I get at it. The more enjoyment I have at it because I'm getting better at it. So I'm going to do it more. This is part of how addiction works. Oftentimes what happens is our brains get flooded with dopamine. Brain gets overloaded with this feel-good chemical. Sometimes what happens is our brain actually stops making that chemical because we are flooding our body with a similar chemical, such as marijuana, all the way to heroin, alcohol, cocaine, prescription drugs, Percocets. What ends up happening is our brain begins to atrophy in that there are fewer receptors in the brain. So that the response to this chemical use goes down. So we want more because we can't feel the same effects. This is called the building up of tolerance. So, I don't know. My husband and I last weekend went to see Star Wars. It was fabulous. We saw it on an IMAX screen, 3D. I've never seen a 3D movie like that before in my life. I loved it. But you know what? If I go back and see Star Wars again, I may pick up some other things about the film, but it's never going to be like the first time. And I go back again, still great, but it's not quite like the first time. The excitement is not quite the same. So go looking for more. Again, we're building those connections and those neurotransmitters. We're building pathways. Not only that, as the brain acclimates to these new levels of dopamine that flood the brain through activities such as drug using, and as the receptors begin to minimize, there's another really interesting thing that happens. It damages the part of our brain that helps us think, our frontal lobes. It's actually been found that our frontal lobes begin to shrink. So the frontal lobes is the area where we make logical decisions. It's where our logic is held in our frontal lobes. So I need to take another little break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about what happens to the brain as we are using chemicals, such as marijuana, all the way to heroin. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Oh, that was a quick commercial, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about the connection actually between marijuana use and heroin. We have an epidemic in our country. We have an epidemic right here in New Jersey. I believe New Jersey has the highest rate of heroin users. 100 County has a 333% increase in heroin use and deaths in 2015 compared to 2014. And I do believe that there is a connection. So one of the things that I was talking about before that short commercial was our brain. Our brain is an organ. It functions as an organ in our body. It works where we have neurons that speak to each other through both electrical impulses and chemical connections. And that one neuron will produce chemicals, the other neuron will receive them, receptors. And dopamine can be one of the ones that tends to play a huge role in addiction. Not that others don't, but dopamine plays a huge role. And part of what happens is as we flood our brain with these chemicals, these feel-good chemicals, the receptors lessen. Therefore, we require more. Our tolerance goes up. We require more. The effects are not as strong. I'm not getting the same effect from the initial use. That's the tolerance. That's part of why things like marijuana and alcohol are gateway drugs. And I want to repeat, not everyone who uses alcohol becomes an alcoholic. Not everyone who uses alcohol becomes a heroin addict. Not everyone who uses marijuana becomes a heroin addict. However, it's often rare that you find someone who is a heroin addict who did not start with something like alcohol or marijuana. It's very easy to take marijuana and lace it with things like heroin or cocaine or other drugs. Very easy to do that so that I'm buying the marijuana, I'm smoking it, I'm eating it, I'm whatever I'm doing with it. I don't realize that it's laced with other things. I'm now addicted to these other things. I'm not getting the same effect. It's like getting on a roller coaster. And the first time I get on the roller coaster, it goes up, I don't know, 50 feet. I don't know. I'm not a roller coaster rider. I'll say it goes up 100 feet. And it drops. But the next time you go on it, somehow the roller coaster goes from 100 feet to 90 feet, then to 75 feet. Over time, that roller coaster actually is flattening out. I get on it, and it's just a little bump. Like, this isn't fun. I'm going to look for another roller coaster. And I want one that's bigger and higher and gives me more thrills. I want one now that loop-de-loops and that drops down like crazy. But you know what? I've been on that one now for 3 or 4 times, and even that one is not as much fun. I know what to expect. the experience is beginning to get flattened out. As I said, one of the things that happens to the brain, not only are we creating these pathways in our brain with our neurons talking to each other, our frontal lobes actually begin to shrink. The frontal lobes are the front part of the brain. Now, here's the thing about the frontal lobes that are really important to know. Is that part of our brain continues to mature until we are around the age of 23, 24. So if I'm 14 and I'm smoking pot, I still have 10 more years for my brain to develop. The part of my brain that is where my logic takes place, my common sense, my, well, if I do this, then that's going to happen. Well, here I am. Not only is it supposed to be growing for another 10 years and I'm smoking pot, it's actually beginning to shrink. It's plasticity, okay? Plastic, ability to shape and change, is being compromised. So I've got all these things now going on in my brain. I've got pathways, pleasure pathways being laid down. I've got my receptors, the pleasure receptors, they're beginning to shrink. My frontal lobes are beginning to shrink and they're changing. My ability to make good choices and good decisions for my health are beginning to shrink. And all I know is I want to feel good. Are you beginning to follow this connection here? The thing that's really interesting is that recent studies have found that it's not only drugs that can cause this kind of damage. The same problems show up with any kind of addiction. Overeating, internet addiction, sexual compulsion, pornography addiction, it doesn't really matter. Facebook addiction, the more we look at it, the more it gives us pleasure, the more we do it. It's a slippery slope. Marijuana is a slippery slope. Alcohol is a slippery slope. Tobacco, it's a slippery slope. Again, not all people who smoke tobacco become marijuana users. Not all marijuana users become heroin addicts. Not all people who get prescription drugs like Percocets and Vicodin and all of those things, they don't necessarily all become addicts either. But the more education we have, the better choices we can make. Our brain is the fundamental center of who we are. It is the most important organ in our body. If I were a practicing anorexic, which I'm not, but if I were, the first thing that happens is my body starts eating its own fat. Okay, I'm starving myself, so my body attacks the fat. After a while, the fat's not sufficient, and the brain and the heart require more nutrients, so it begins to attack the muscle. The muscle's not necessarily sufficient, so it also begins to attack the bones. Bones get brittle. Muscles get weak. And even if I am that severe, it begins to eat at things like my brain requires nutrients to function. It will use my liver, it will use my kidneys. Eventually, there's nothing left and I die. You see that progression there? That's a disease. It's chronic, progressive, fatal. But the last thing to go is the brain, because the brain will feed off of the rest of the body, because it is the most important organ. It is the headquarters of everything that we are and everything that we do, everything we feel, every function that we have. It is the most important thing in our body. How do we feed it? We feed it through eating healthy foods, healthy fats, healthy liquids. If any of you have ever heard Dr. Daniel Amen, he is really a great studies the brain scans. You can look him up, Amen, just like Amen, A-M-E-N. And he does brain scan. He talks about how important our brain is, because it is the center of everything. So I find it extremely interesting, now that we have in our society made marijuana for the most part socially acceptable. Heck, it's only an herb, right? It grows out of the ground, right? Well, so does heroin. Heroin comes from poppies. So is cocaine. It comes from the coca plant. You know, like Coca-Cola, which originally was laced with cocaine. I remember, and I may have shared this before, and I'm going to do more stories on this, because it is so important. I remember when I was in graduate school, I actually produced a TV show called Quest. And the person who was the chair of that show said to me, "The last thing I want is any talk about addiction. I'm sick of it. We've beat it to death, and people know all about it." Well, you know, here we are 30 years later with an epidemic. All you need to do is just Google things like marijuana and Colorado, the rates of homelessness, the rates of car accidents, the increase of heroin use in Colorado, all related to what do you think? What do you think? Gee, you know what? Logic? If my frontal lobes are shrinking because I'm using chemicals that are affecting my brain in an addictive way and I cannot think logically. It's scary. It's scary. There is a real connection between marijuana and heroin use. Well, I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about the connection between marijuana use and our epidemic of heroin. There is a real connection, and the connection is simply understood based on the workings of our brain, the way our brain functions. And we forget that brain function, we forget our brain function is the most important area in our life. It's the most important thing. The more you know, the better choices you make. And parents, it's important that you become aware. Because one of the things that we're talking about, that I'm talking about, is that as your child's brain is developing, if they're using drugs at age 14, 13, 16, their brain's still developing. And it is going to be affected by, and it's going to be formed into the brain of an addict, most likely. Again, I'm not going to say always, but do you really want to take that chance? So parents, the better you know your children, the easier it is to guide them, to help them make positive choices, guiding them towards positive activities, positive friendships. Talk to your children every day. Share what happens with you and what's happening with them during the day. Ask them questions so that they don't answer in yes or no answers. So those are open-ended questions. Start talking to your children about drugs and alcohol as early as fourth grade. Believe it or not, kids are experimenting at fourth grade. What is that, 9 years old? Listen to your children. Listen to their concerns. Work at being non-judgmental. Don't preach. And get involved in their lives. Spend time with them. Be part of their activities. Get to know their friends. Encourage them to do things like sports or music, school recitals, religious activities, such as youth groups. Be with your children to help them manage problem solving, guiding them in decision making. Incorporate them into your life by giving them chores. Limit time on computers and iPhones and iPads and video games, and limit their time. Eat dinner together whenever possible. Discuss rules and expectations and consequences in advance. So if a rule is broken, they know what's going to happen. I've suggested to people who have kids, put a basket and 9 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, whatever time you decide, all the phones go in the basket. Have family game night, family movie night. praise your children. However, ask them their opinion. So, working on helping them develop self-esteem isn't just an attaboy or attagirl, great job, great job. Ask them, what do you think of the job that you did? How do you think about it? That's the self-esteem aspect. As parents, we are extremely important in the direction of the child. It is not socially acceptable in your family. Be a role model. We do not smoke in this family. We do not drink in this family. We do not use drugs in this family. We do not get drunk. We do not get high. And not only do you say it, you do it. So if you want to have a glass of wine, that's fine. But you don't want your kids to see you sloshed. You just don't want to do it. Get to know their friends. Notice if their friends are changing. Keep on top of their homework. Be in touch with their teachers. Explain to them the effects of drugs on the body and the brain. Educate yourself. Make it clear to them that it is unacceptable. Tell them the laws about it. Explain how it's going to hurt them and other people. Tell them you may transmit AIDS through shared needles, slow their growth, impair their coordination, increase their accidents, hurt their ability to get into schools and have a career. So it's important to discuss the legal issues around it. And if you have any kids that have tried drugs, be honest and show your disappointment. Emphasize that you still love them. Make it unacceptable. We don't do that in this family. It is unacceptable. Parents, you are the first line of defense. First line of defense. And if you are smoking cigarettes, if you are drinking alcohol and getting drunk, if you are smoking pot in front of your children, even if you're smoking pot behind your children, believe me, chances are they know it. Do as I say and not as I do does not work. We want to be healthy together as a family. If, especially if, you have addiction in your house, in your family line, grandpa was an alcoholic. Grandma was addicted to Valium. Uncle Joe was involved in gambling. Whatever. Recognize. Aunt Marcia was a food addict. Cousin Carol was a bulimic. As a matter of fact, we even have obsessive compulsive disorder people in our family. I'm going to include that. Educate your children. If you have diabetes in your family, don't you want your children to know? Don't you want to teach them healthy habits around food and eating so that your children do not end up with diabetes as adults? Don't you want that? Or if you come from a family that has heart issues, don't you want your children to know so they can make healthy choices? Cancer, breast cancer, don't you want your children to know so they can make healthy choices? Parents, let's do the same thing around addiction. I have heard it said that our pharmaceutical companies work really hard at downplaying the positive effects of marijuana because they're not making any money on it. Well, I go this direction. There is absolutely no reason they can't say, you know what, let's do some investigation into marijuana and let's incorporate that into to drugs that we can sell, prescription drugs that we can sell that can be useful for all of these things from glaucoma to cancer to stomach ache relief to all of the different things that they say. And if there is a law that prevents them, because I have heard that there is a law that prevents pharmaceuticals from using marijuana to study marijuana to see its positive effects, so that, you know what, they are so friggin' wealthy, they have lobbyists. I don't believe it. If drug companies really thought that there was some benefit, I believe they'd, and I think some of them might be starting to study, but you know what? When I see something reported that, yeah, it is painkiller, absolutely. Pleasure, it hits the pleasure receptors in our brain. Neuroplasticity, neurons, plasticity, ever-changing. In our brain. The good news is that when it changes because of addiction, it can change back when we stop. The one thing that I will add to that is that though I may create some new habits, sober living, the old wiring doesn't disappear. It atrophies. It doesn't disappear. Which is why we can have relapse. So I hope this was useful, and I really strongly urge you, through my years of experience working with addicts, to reconsider the damage done to the brain by using marijuana. The roulette that you are playing with addiction, it's not worth it. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I also have a certificate with my master's in drug and alcohol counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington. I work with people in early recovery. Also, sometimes people come to me who are active in their addiction. I get them into a treatment program, and then once they've completed that, we continue working together. There's actually studies that show not only programs like AA, but a combination of program like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, or NA, Narcotics Anonymous, and therapy work better together. Medication and therapy work better together. The thing that happens with therapy is therapy is a cognitive process and a behavioral process that literally changes the brain. It changes the chemistry in the brain through neuron transmission, neuroplasticity, creating new habits, new ways of thinking. It's why it works. My practice is on Main Street in Flemington. If you're interested in finding out more information about what I do, you can look me up on the web, www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole, two L's, counselor, OL.net, altarolecounselor.net or .com. You can call me at 908-237-2899. If you have a comment that you would like to make about the show, I'd love to hear from you. I have a Counselors Chat Facebook. You could just look me up on Counselors Chat under Facebook. I'd